Chapter 12. Outside the Chimera raged a silent storm of tumbling megaliths and flashing turbo laser strikes. A hell of Dalla's own making, erupting inside the shattered pieces of the moon Borleo. Vanson's flagship, the Weavard, hung only a few kilometers away, blocking the mouth of a semi-permanent passage and venting black smoke from the cavity that had once been her bridge. Long streams of bodies and flotsam were jetting from the melt holes in her forward hull, and 100-meter tongues of flame were shooting through the splits in her sagging midsection. And still, Fel's Chiss allies continued to pour maser fire into the flagship's lifeless hulk, trying in vain to blast her out of the way so they could at least enter the heart of the debris field and attack the Chimera. But at that moment, Dalla's attention was not on the battle. Instead, she was sitting in her command salon where an Imperial News Network report was playing on a pop-up display at the end of the conference table. The report was a day old, but with Fel's fleet jamming all transmissions into or out of Exodo 2's vicinity, it was the first newscast she had seen in nearly a month, and the closest thing to an intelligence briefing she had received since taking refuge inside Borleo's remnants.
"The Moffs are seizing this opportunity to settle old scores," reported an intelligent-looking woman with an oversized nose. Her image was replaced by the flashing web of a turbolaser battle in deep space. "When Moff Garrator mobilized his fleet to assist Head of State Fel, Moff Woolbam attempted to annex Rimsey Station. Garrator was forced to divert to protect the integrity of his holdings. The situation is the same across the entire Empire, with Moff skirmishing over border systems that have been contested since before Palpatine was Emperor."
The newscaster's image reappeared, this time with a chart of the modern Empire hanging above her right shoulder. Red starbursts began to dot the map as she continued.
"Battles and invasions have been reported in more than a dozen systems. Imperial fleets are being forced to intervene in the Vextabelt, Entralla, Dactruria, and Tavorskal. At Munilinst, a three-way fleet battle rages among forces loyal to Head of State Fel and Moffs Woolbaum and Kalron the Younger."
The newscaster's face expanded to fill the entire display.
"The instability has caused turmoil in financial markets in every sector as investors brace for a descent into chaos. Unconfirmed reports suggest that two fleets of the Imperial Navy have been approached by powerful Moffs attempting to buy the loyalty of their commanders."
"Pause report," Dalla said, bringing the newscast to a temporary halt. She shook her head in dismay, unable to believe how badly her plan to liberate the Empire was floundering. Had she foreseen the stalemate between herself and Jagged Fel, she would never have attempted to unseat him. As bad as it was to leave the Empire in the hands of a Jedi puppet, even that would have been better than allowing it to disintegrate into anarchy. And truth be told, Dalla was not merely allowing it to happen, she had caused it when she had failed to remove Fel. To be fair, though, she was guilty only of bad timing. Fel simply wasn't up to the job of ruling a dynamic civilization like the Empire. Sooner or later, the Moffs would have sensed his weakness and rebelled anyway. Dalla took a calming breath, then faced the young Star Ranger pilot who had risked her life to deliver the report.